Greg Quinn is quite an entrepreneur. He's run a restaurant in Europe and been the garden guy for a New York City television station. Now he's living upstate on a farm in the Hudson Valley region. His latest money-making idea is black currants.
Nobody in this country virtually knows what a currant is. In fact, what people think currants are generally not currants. Those little dried raisiny things are usually grapes, and they've been incorrectly dubbed currants. So no one knows what a currant is, and Americans love new things.
But when Quinn started looking into the black currant business, he ran into a problem. Growing the fruit was illegal. It had been banned since 1911 because of the role it played in spreading blister rust through white pine forests. The disease moved from pine tree to currant shrub to pine tree, killing young pines and damaging mature ones. Back then, timber was more important than berries, so black currant cultivation was outlawed. The berries, which are native to the U.S., continued to grow wild in the forest, though, and Quinn saw this as evidence that black currant and pine could coexist. After months of lobbying the state legislature, Quinn got the ban lifted. Now he's free to farm black currants.
So these are some of the new varieties in here. Not much to look at, but you can see the new cuttings and so forth. Right now there's about, probably less than 100. But by next spring, I hope to have several thousand of different varieties. And that's really, again, the tip of the iceberg.
Quinn's quest is to make black currants the latest hot fruit on the market, with juices, teas, wines, candies, and other products. He's not the only one with the idea. Recently, five other states ended their black currant bans, and there are black currant startup farms in Indiana, Utah, Oregon, Connecticut, and Vermont. But some forest experts say states should proceed with caution. Dale Bergdahl is a University of Vermont forest pathologist. He points out that in Vermont, where black currant cultivation is legal, blister rust infects 20% of white pine saplings and nearly a third of pole-size white pines.
If we begin planting more and more of these currant species, the opportunity is there for more infection to develop on our white pines, and that, of course, would be a detriment to the timber industry. And so, you know, in the long run, there is risk involved, and that risk, I think, needs to be seriously considered.
New York state officials say the state is proceeding with caution. Steve McKay is an agricultural educator with the state's Extension Service. He says the law signed last summer is designed to keep black currants, which he refers to as ribes, away from situations most likely to promote the spread of blister rust to white pine trees.
The worst problem is when the seedlings are young and you're in, like I say, a place where there's moisture and you have the ribes very close to where you've got those plantings. Because if you get the infection started when the trees are young, it can cause a girdling in the trunks that within 5 to 7 years will kill the tree. When the trees are infected at a later stage in life, the disease won't travel back down the branch and girdle the tree. So the bottom line is that if you can get the trees up to a large size without having had an infection at a young stage like that, then it wouldn't be a problem.
New York's new law limits black currant cultivation to state-approved fruiting districts meant to avoid these conditions. But forest pathologist Dale Bergdahl doesn't think these districts will keep young white pines safe from blister rust. He's skeptical of other black currant compromises, too, such as the disease-resistant black currant varieties growers in New York and elsewhere are trying. The reason, he says, is simple. Black currants produce seeds, and there's little control over where they end up.
Birds are going to carry it off and deposit it across the landscape in various ways. This next generation of ribes that comes up from these so-called resistant varieties bears no resemblance to the parent in terms of their resistance. That seed deposited in the field by birds will grow up to be potentially susceptible to white pine blister rust. And so that in itself suggests that there are some problems beyond the planting.
Bergdahl says there is one compromise he would accept, seedless varieties of black currant. But that could take some time to develop, and black currant advocates such as Greg Quinn are showing no signs of waiting around. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Lisa Phillips.